In western China, more than 140 people have been killed and hundreds more injured in rioting between protesters and the security forces there. The violence involves the Uyghurs, a Muslim minority who've often been in conflict with the Chinese authorities. Joining us for more is Anthony Kuhn, who's in the regional capital of Urumqi. And Anthony, tell us what started the riots and what it's like there now.
Well, from what we understand, the riots started with a peaceful demonstration in which hundreds of ethnic Uyghurs took to the streets around the south part of the city, marching and chanting slogans and basically demanding an investigation into a fight that happened at a toy factory in southern China late in June, in which several people were killed when ethnic majority Han fought with Uyghurs there. This protest here in Urumqi later turned violent. People started attacking cars, attacking passersby. And right now, the city is in a sort of a loose sort of lockdown. The government has declared a three-day holiday. It's cut all the internet connections with the outside world, and it's deployed a lot of riot troops and armored personnel carriers to the south side of the city, the bazaar area and the major Uyghur quarters of the city.
Tell us more about this region of China. The Uyghurs, of course, are a minority, and they're Muslim. Is that at the core of why there's so much tension?
It's a very complex situation out here, Renee. The Uyghurs inhabit Xinjiang, but they also inhabit other parts of Central Asia here. And they're like other Turkic-speaking minorities in the region, the Uzbeks and the Kazakhs, who straddle these borders and who, for long parts of history, were not actually part of the Chinese Empire. Now, if you go out and talk to people about the causes of this violence, you get very split opinions. Many Chinese follow the government's line that this was instigated by a few outside agitators and Uyghur exiles who are ungrateful towards the government's development in Xinjiang. And if you talk to the Uyghurs, they feel that they have been, to a great extent, left out of the prosperity of much of China and that they're suffering a lot of ethnic discrimination. So views are very divided about what the situation is out here.
And Uyghurs have been very much in the news lately. Certainly we're hearing about them here in America because of some Uyghurs who have been released from Guantanamo Bay. Tell us more about this group.
Well, the Uyghurs have played a part in this whole story of the so-called war on terror because the Uyghurs who ended in Guantanamo were seized allegedly for taking part in military training with groups that had ties to al-Qaeda, and an alleged separatist group called the East Turkestan Islamic Movement was blacklisted by the U.S. as a terrorist organization, but the U.S. never really bought into China's line that these people were essentially an al-Qaeda affiliate. At the same time, the U.S. never really stepped in on the Uyghurs' behalf. The U.S. is unwilling to sacrifice its larger relations with China in the interest of these minority groups, including the Tibetans, with whom we also saw a huge rioting last year. And so it puts these minorities in a very awkward position. I think that the violence that we've seen out here in the past 24 hours is probably the most serious unrest in northwest China in years, if not decades. And for China's rulers, it marks a national crisis of the sort that they have not seen since Tibet in March of last year.
Anthony, thanks very much. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joining us from the regional capital of Urumqi in western China.